darling. There's Demi Lovato and Up on Free Radio. It's 8:25 now. Morning, we're Kat and Nelly. So a week on Wednesday, that's the 11th of March, it's No Smoking Day. So we're helping our mate, producer Ben, quit smoking with our friends at Dudley Stop Smoking Service. I have to say, I don't know what it's like trying to quit because I've never smoked. What about you, Kat? Have you ever smoked?
Never smoked at all. Never liked the smell of it, never liked the taste of it. I was just never bothered when my friends started smoking. It just didn't bother me. And actually, I'm glad I never did now.
Yeah, well, now. And I'm like, yeah, but absolutely. Producer Ben, you are a smoker. You've tried to give up a few times, haven't you?
A couple of times. So I've smoked for 10 years. That's one of the reasons I thought, right, now it's time to stop, because 10 years, a decade, feels like a really long time.
And you're not just a social smoker. You smoke every day.
Yeah, I'm a smoker.
Well, he's
yeah.
always popping out, isn't he? Oh, I've just got to have a cigarette.
Yeah, he does. He always pops out from the
office. That's not true.
Whenever he's in the car, I don't know if you ever look in your rearview mirror and you
see. He's always lighting up.
He's always smoking.
Yeah, he is.
All right,
always.
You're making it sound a lot worse than it actually is, I think.
Just like a cigarette, that's it. So why have you not managed to give up before when you tried?
The first time I tried must have been about 5 years ago. And I don't think I really wanted to do it then. And that lasted about 3 days. Then about 2 years ago, I did a month. And I felt really stupid for smoking again after that, because apparently after a month, you know, all the bad stuff, the nicotine is out your system. So it's just a mental thing if you go for another cigarette. But I started smoking again. I think it was because it was a party and I just went, oh, you know what, I can just have one. And then I had two and then I had three.
They always lead to more, don't they?
And then the next day I woke up and I bought a pack. And, it, you know, it's just, so that was about 2 years ago.
How much cash do you think you've spent in that 10 years on fags?
Oh, a huge amount of money. Yeah, and I know that. And I've known that all the way through smoking as well. It's not like I've been completely oblivious to paying, well, now, like £8.50 a pack.
Really? For a packet of cigarettes?
Yeah, 20.
I don't even know that.
I'm
not being a smoker.
It's a lot of money.
Right, so why is this time going to be different?
Well, first of all, I've been offered a lot of help from Dudley Stop Smoking Service. They've put me onto this thing called Champix, which is these tablets I've got here.
Which I'd never heard about, obviously. We've been non-smokers. So what do?
They kind of block the pleasurable senses that you get from cigarettes in your brain.
And that's going to happen at some stage in this week, is it?
Yeah, so the way it works is that you start taking them and you still smoke for about 7 or 8 days with them. And then after about 7 or 8 days, that's when you stop completely. And I've been using them since last Wednesday. So on Wednesday or Thursday this week, I've got to just pack them in completely.
Well, look, if you are a smoker and you've always thought about giving up but never quite managed to actually do it, and maybe you think, oh, I could do with some support, actually, that'd be really handy. Look us up on Facebook. You better follow Ben's story there. Just search for Kat and Nelly, Kat with a C and Nelly with a Y. It's free radio.